सहनावतु सहनौभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं कर्वावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
विशाख वर्सेस 35-39 चैप्टर 3।
श्रेयान् स्वधर्मो विगुणः श्रेयान् स्वधर्मो विगुणः परधर्मात्स्वनुष्ठितात् परधर्मात्स्वनुष्ठितात् स्वधर्मे निधनं श्रेयः स्वधर्मे निधनं श्रेयः परधर्मो भयावहः परधर्मो भयावहः। श्रेयान् स्वधर्मो विगुणः परधर्मात्मनुष्ठितात् स्वधर्मे निधनं श्रेयः परधर्मो भयावहः। अर्जुन उवाच अर्जुन उवाच अत केन प्रयुक्तोऽयम् पापं चरति पुरुषः पापं चरति पुरुषः अनिच्छन्नपि वार्ष्णेयः अनिच्छन्नपि वार्ष्णेयः बलादिव नियोजितः बलादिव नियोजितः। अर्जुन उवाच अत केन प्रयुक्तोऽयम् पापं चरति पुरुषः अनिच्छन्नपि वार्ष्णेयः बलादिव नियोजितः। श्रीभगवानुवाच श्रीभगवानुवाच काम एष क्रोध एषः काम एष क्रोध एषः रजोगुणसमुद्भवः रजोगुणसमुद्भवः महाशणो महापाप्मा महाशणो महापाप्मा विद्येन विह वैरिणम् विद्येन विह वैरिणम्। श्रीभगवानुवाच काम एष क्रोध एषः रजोगुणसमुद्भवः महाशणो महापाप्मा विद्येन विह वैरिणम्। धूमेनाव्रियते वह्निः धूमेनाव्रियते वह्निः यतादर्शो मलेन च यतादर्शो मलेन च यतो धेनावृतो गर्भः यतो धेनावृतो गर्भः तथा तेनेदमावृतम् तथा तेनेदमावृतम् धूमेनाव्रियते वह्निः यतादर्शो मलेन च यतो धेनावृतो गर्भः तथा तेनेदमावृतम् आवृतम् ज्ञानमेतेन आवृतम् ज्ञानमेतेन ज्ञानिनो नित्यवैरिणा ज्ञानिनो नित्यवैरिणा कामरूपेण कौन्तेय कामरूपेण कौन्तेय दुष्पूरेणानलेन च दुष्पूरेणानलेन च आवृतम् ज्ञानमेतेन ज्ञानिनो नित्यवैरिणा कामरूपेण कौन्तेय दुष्पूरेणानलेन च।
Even a man of knowledge acts in accordance with his own nature, beings follow their nature, what can this thing do? So Lord Krishna, after giving the gist of Karma Yoga or the blueprint of right action in verse 30, he says, those who follow this advice of mine will get liberated from the thraldom of action, and those who do not follow this advice of mine, they get caught in the samsaric cycle, they get their intellect being lost, they get ruined. Then in 33 he says, therefore, you should not, there is no point restraining your nature. By resisting, by fighting with it, you are only going to increase it further. You are only going to frustrate and increase it further. So he says, even a man of knowledge, a wise person, his nature also will function. The body has its nature. It will have its own way of functioning. The body will go through disease, decay and death. Similarly, body has certain nature. The mind has certain nature that will continue even in a man of knowledge. They remain inside us. The difference between a man of knowledge and an ignorant is, a man of knowledge doesn't come under their dominion. A man of ignorance gets dominated by them. So in 34 he says, understand that the likes and dislikes are inside you, the sense objects are outside you, and the likes and dislikes continue to be there. There are likes and dislikes even in an evolved person. But the difference is, he doesn't come under its domination. That's all. So, likes and dislikes will be there, but he doesn't come under the domination of likes and dislikes. Why do you have to identify with it and suffer? So he says, create a distance. By identifying with the Atma within, you look at the likes and dislikes from a distance. And then you be the dominant factor in the relationship between you and the likes and dislikes. That's what he said so far. Now let's chant verse number 30. This is a very important verse. Shreyam swadharmo vigunah, Shreyam swadharmo vigunah, Paradharmatsvanushtita swadharmenidanam shreyah Paradharmo bhayavah Shreyam swadharmo vigunah, Paradharmatsvanushtita swadharmenidanam shreyah Paradharmo bhayavah. In the second chapter, verse number 7, when Arjuna surrendered to the Lord, he said, Yeshreyasya bhukitam tanmi, Yeshreyasya nishitam bhukit. It means, he said, please with certainty tell me what is good for me. Kartamya tosho pahata supavaha, Krishnamitvam dharma sammula chedaha, Yeshreyasya nishitam. He said, certainly tell me, I am confused as to what is my duty. Tell me what is good for me. Shreya means good. We have told this before also. Shreya means good. Priya means pleasant. So Arjuna is asking for what is good. So Krishna says, what is good for you? Shreya. Better is Swadharma. One's own nature, one's own duty. Swadharma is better for you. Yes. Better is Swadharma, though you are your merit, than Paradharma, duty of another. Para means another. Dharma means nature or duty. Paradharma means nature of another, duty of another. Swa means one's own. Dharma means nature, one's own duty. So, better is one's own nature compared to another's nature. Even one's own nature is divided over it. And compared to that, even if Paradharma is well discharged and well respected, well rewarded, even then Paradharma is not better for you. Better is death than Swadharma. Swadharma nidanam shreya. Better is death in Swadharma. Paradharma vayavaha. Paradharma, functioning in others' nature, is fraught with fear. Viguna, even if it is not with merit, even if it is devoid of merit, Swadharma is better. See, we need to understand that every human being is unique. The beauty of this universe is such that everything in this creation is unique. Like in the poem, Mountain and the Squirrel, Emerson says, talents differ. All is well and wisely put. If I cannot carry forest on my back, neither can you crack on it. So every human being is unique. There is no repetition in the creation. We repeat, we imitate. There is no freshness in us. But in the creation, in the God's work, there is no repetition. There is no imitation. Everything has a certain nature, a certain talent. It's unique. They may look similar, but nothing is without a talent. It is for you to see it. It is for you to see the uniqueness and bring it out. Like every seed has something hidden in it. And when you allow the seed to blossom, you will then know whether it is a rose, flower or something else. But you need to allow it to blossom. But what is hidden inside the seed is not known. Isn't it? When you allow it to blossom, then you will see beautifully the potential manifesting in its entirety. So similarly, in each one of us, there is a unique potential. In the garden of life, everybody has been sent with some unique nature. So that is why we should realize that there is nobody superior or inferior here. But unfortunately, that is not how the mind functions. We tend to look at the world, we tend to see people who are doing better for themselves as it were. Maybe they are in their Swadharma, maybe they are not. But they are getting something commercial. You understand? They are getting more. With that they are able to build a bigger house, a bigger car, a respected job, etc., etc. So seeing another's nature being merited in the world, having some merit in the world, we tend to copy that. So he says, you are not understanding the fundamental, Arjuna. You, in every pore, you are a kshatriya. That's basically what he is trying to say. Remember the background of Gita. The background of Gita is, Arjuna wanted to leave the battle, thinking that it is bad for him. He is going to be committing a great sin by killing his own kith and kin. So therefore Krishna is saying, it is better for you to do your Swadharma than to be in Paradharma, even if you stand to gain. And even if you stand to lose in Swadharma, it is better to be in that. Because no loss is greater loss than one's frustration. Compared to others' appreciation, the loss of your own nature, losing your nature, what would give you the joy? When you are functioning in your own Swadharma, your life is a celebration. Your life becomes a celebration. If you see somebody sitting in an air-conditioned room, not much of struggle at the physical level, but sitting and doing his work, maybe a little bit of strain in the eyes as he is looking at the computer and functioning, and he is getting lakhs and lakhs of rupees as his salary. Compared to that, another guy, let's say a badminton player, I'm not saying cricket because in India cricketers earn a lot of money. Friends are giving a different example. A badminton player who has to sweat and struggle physically. He has to jog, he has to keep himself fit, and then he has to practice hours together, sweat and sweat and sweat, and he may not earn that much. He may not become that popular. But he will be in the height of ecstasy when he is playing badminton. But if you put that fellow in the computer room, he may do well, he may earn a lot of money, but he will be deeply in frustration. So that is what he is trying to say. Better to be in your Swadharma, even though if it brings a lot of pain, as it were. It involves a lot of difficulties. It is not that respected, it is not that well rewarding, it is devoid of merit. Still, you should be in your Swadharma. Because that is where your heart is. Right? Since your heart is there, you should be there, otherwise you will be frustrated. Because no gain is worth compared to your deep depression and frustration. And a person who is deeply frustrated and depressed, how can he cheer up anybody else? How can he be cheerful in any relationship? In your family, for you to take care of your kids or anything that you do, if deeply you remain dissatisfied and frustrated, that frustration is going to carry forward in your other activities as well. It is not just going to stop there. Right? So Krishna says, Arjuna, I know you very well, man. You are a clear-cut kshatriya. Some difficulty has come down, situation. Therefore, you are trying to take the easy route. So therefore, don't follow others. Follow your heart. An ordinary flower which is not that well appreciated in the world may just blossom and perish, whereas a rose flower probably gets to be seen in different places. But that ordinary flower, being what it is, it's where its fulfillment lies. Whether it gets to some parties and functions or not, it is not where its fulfillment lies. Are you with me? But the problem with human being, in fact, this is a peculiar problem only with human being, because no tiger tries to be like a lamb, or a lamb tries to be like a tiger, but a human being only tries to be something else. In fact, he doesn't know who he is. The conditioning is so much that we do not know our Swadharma. In fact, you could say your Swadharma is the most difficult thing to find. Then also you will be right. You are also right when you say it is the easiest thing to find. When I say it is the most difficult thing to find, I will explain that with an example. You have a certain natural body order, but from childhood you have been putting so many deodorants and powders and this and that on your body. You do not know what your natural body order is. Right? Now you have to decondition all those unnecessary conditions. Somebody sent me a message yesterday. We take 2 years to learn to speak, but we take rest of the life to learn to what not to speak. In other words, to unlearn. So it is very difficult to know the Swadharma now for you, because consciously or unconsciously you have conditioned yourself with all sorts of things. Deeply, what is your nature? You don't know. You keep saying this is my nature, that is my nature, but that also requires to be inquired, that also requires to be scrutinized, because we do not know how we have been influenced from childhood days by certain things. Right? This was beautifully brought out in the movie, no? Three Idiots. The moment the child is born, the father is saying engineer. You understand? Or a doctor. So in other words, the society kind of conditions, and that keeps changing from time to time.
But sometimes the person may not have a choice.
No, everybody has a choice. You may not be able to stand up to your choice.
Different backgrounds,
you
don't have a choice.
Everybody technically has a choice. You may not have the guts to stand up to the child. Firstly, you may not know your Swadharma. That's a different matter, but that's not what you are saying. What you are saying is, let us say one person is clear about his Swadharma, but he doesn't have a choice. What do you mean by he doesn't have a choice?
Let's say a person is creative, but he is not financially well off at all, so he has to do a job. And he he doesn't enjoy that, but he has to do it to take care of his family. So, earn his living. But his Swadharma is not to do that. His Swadharma, his nature, his own nature.
See, I agree with you. It all depends on this, in this example, it all depends on what stage the person is in finding his own Swadharma. Supposing you find your Swadharma that it is to play tennis at age of 55. You understand? It's too late. Are you with me? So the point that he is discussing here is that something that needs to be found when you were a small child. Right? So that time when you find that your nature is creativity, and by putting yourself fully into it and developing that talent of creativity, then you will see that creativity itself will be your profession. But what we are talking about now is somebody at the age of 35 who is married and settled and all that, right? And now he realizes that it is his creativity is his Swadharma. Right?
But he can apply his creativity whatever he
says. So even then, that's what I'm saying. That is why I carefully chose the word to say difficult. I never said impossible. He could still get back to his Swadharma, but he has to be careful in turning towards it. He can see, the common example I give in my classes, when you are driving your car and when you have to take a U-turn, right? You can't take a sharp U-turn depending upon how fast you go and how broad the divider is. If the divider is too small and you are also coming at a very high speed, to take a U-turn, your U-turn will be slightly
wider.
If you have been coming very slowly, then you can take a sharper U-turn. So similarly, at what stage of your life, but still the principle holds good that you have to continue following your Swadharma. When you are in your Swadharma, the time passes like this, because that's what you love to do, right? But when you are not in your Swadharma, you are somebody else's nature, which is further not to you. It may be paying very well to you, but it is frustrating, the time doesn't pass, you are totally unhappy. You are looking for happiness here and there.
Can it also be used as escapism?
Which one?
That, oh, this is my true nature, this is my Swadharma, you know, I just want to study on. So you are married, you have a life, you have everything, and you belong to a family that is affluent, so you don't need to earn money because it's a joint business and everybody else is doing it.
So generally that is the Swadharma, where is he escaping? Anything people can misuse. In other words, we are asking, can this thing not be misused? Yes, anything can be misused. Only not only this. But if genuinely that is the Swadharma, to sit and read and write, obviously he's supposed to do that. And his writings may become popular, may not become popular. You don't function in your Swadharma to become popular. But let me tell you, the law is when you are in Swadharma and do it, you will become popular. Maybe after your death your works may become popular. But it will become popular.
Vincent
Van Gogh
is a classic.
Many people, Shakespeare, so many people, during their lifetime, they were not that earning that much money.
They were regarded eccentric.
You understand? But later on, now their works are being studied everywhere. So the idea is they were not in it because it was financially demanding for them. Now, secondly, with the moment you come to finance, how much is enough? There are people happy with 100 rupees a day. There are people unhappy with 10 million a day. It depends on how you construct your life within that. But the problem is, we have certain things that's going around us which is attractive, which is appreciated, which fetches a lot of money, which brings comfort. So therefore we tend to take those things, we get conditioned by those things. That is why it is very, very important, let others say what they want to say. It is their prerogative to say what they want to say. But you have to use your buddhi not to get conditioned by it. Because there are some people, they are functioning in their Swadharma and they will say, this is the best profession to be, this is the best thing to be done. Look at that guy, what has he got? In every field you will see, so many people have not become popular. They don't have that much money. There are singers who sing in parties. There are singers who sing in movies. You understand? But those guys love to sing. They enjoy. They may not be getting that much money. Within that field to excel, there are other things that needs to be done. But the choice of the field is what he's talking about. So Arjuna, you have to choose a field. Having chosen a field, how you have to prepare physically, how much time management you have to do, what sort of attitude you need to develop, those things are different. But in this verse, he is just saying this much, that in the choice of the field, you cannot afford to choose Paradharma. It is fraught with fear. And if you see this, 90% of the people's case, they are all in Paradharma. Especially in today's case, today's world. Because in today's world, the comforts are put ahead of one's own life. Comforts are, it's like putting the cart before the horse. Horse should be in front, not the cart. But we are putting the cart in front of the horse. We have put the comfort, we have put the, all the other things in front and compromise. So many people have no time for their kids. They have put the comforts ahead of time for their kids. Then a time comes when they suddenly wake up that a child is going through depression, or a child has probably got to some addiction. Then they are ready to quit their job, then they are ready to change their city. I know so many cases. One family uprooted themselves overnight from Dubai and shifted to Canada because they had already migrated. But they were working here, the son was studying abroad. Suddenly they came to know, I didn't know because I was connecting the classes in their house. Suddenly he came to know later on. Then that they said we have to go to Canada and all that. But later on I came to know through somebody that the son has got into some, you know, habits. And I think he's already come. But what I'm saying is suddenly they have put themselves. So we tend to give priorities to so many other things, forgetting that this is like, it is like when you follow Paradharma, you may live 100 years like a plastic flower. What is the life of a flower? How long, how many days does it live? Depends. A day maybe, or two or three. Right? But a plastic flower, but has no fragrance. So what is happening when you choose Paradharma is that you have made your life plastic. The celebration is gone in it. There is no celebration in it. You are so bored in your life, you need to compromise with entertainments. When a person whose nature is to play sports and is playing sports, he is in the field. He loves that. End of the day he may get his payment and all those things, that may be fine. But then he would love to play the sport. Therefore, when he is in that sport, he is celebrating. All the others who go and sit as spectators and watch, we are getting entertained. If we are getting this much happiness from entertainment, the player who is playing there, who is exposed to the hot sun, the cricket match is going on in Sharjah, the temperature is 40-44, he is standing there in the hot sun. But he is oblivious to the heat, he is oblivious to everything, he is in ecstasy. So if you compare the joy a sportsman is getting Compared to that, joy that we get watching it from the pavilion, maybe inside an AC room, there is no comparison. He is in celebration, we are in entertainment. This is what he said. All your lives have become plastic. It is not how long we live. See, Swami Ramakrishna has lived only 32 years. Such a great genius. Swami Vivekananda lived only 39 years. Right? 32 years only he lived. And we aspire to live 100 years. I am not saying we should come in suicide once we are 30. Right? And none of us qualify here because we are about 32. So we are going. What I am saying is, the moment you carefully analyze this, in 32 years, the kind of joyful life he led and the kind of contribution he has made, compared to that, a person who lives even 100 years, even 5% of that is not enough. For example, this class is there for 1 hour 15 minutes. In this 1 hour 15 minutes, how much of the time you were in the class mentally? That much you were aligned here. Supposing 20 minutes. Then balance 55 minutes you were dead. Somewhere else you were. So it is not how long we live, it is how we live. Right? So the deep inside everybody, there is some unique nature. So in the context he is telling to Arjuna, your nature is warfare. You are a Kshatriya. You cannot go and sit in meditation. Your meditation happens in the battlefield. Are you with me? Meditation is something that happens. You cannot force yourself for it to happen. There are people saying, sir, we go and sit inside and go on meditating and we go on mad. Obviously you go mad. In fact, you should have gone back 2-3 years ago itself. That's what we have. You should have told it. Because you are forcing yourself. Your meditation will happen for you on the battlefield, on the dance floor. Your meditation will happen when you are painting on a canvas. You understand? The meditation happens to all the left-hand drivers when they are in the driving. You understand? It is there. That cannot be compromised with anything.
Because at that point of time you are present only in that moment in your full...
Absolutely, because that's what you love to do. That's what is meditation, basically. So that is what Krishna is saying. Arjuna, you want to run away from the battle and to a quiet place, sit down. Your quietude is there in your Swadharma. And when you are quietly functioning in your Swadharma, in fact you become a great contributor for the whole universe. Because when you have found your nature and when you are there, you are in a different zone altogether. You understand? Suddenly you feel as if you have tapped into your potential. It just comes out. See, a crocodile is very strong inside the water. When it comes out, it's not that strong. Are you with me? So you are strong when you are in your Swadharma. But the biggest problem is, especially I heard this from many people in business families, they have started a business and he's the only son. Now what to do? A huge hospital is going on or something like that. So they have to make their son to run that. They will not be ready to dilute the shares and help the fellow follows from the hand. If something what he likes happens to loves, happens to be not so popular in the world, then it's even worse.
But then we all need Krishna to remind us, no, what our Swadharma is. We may just be thinking this is my Swadharma.
No, no, no.
Arjun feels that I don't want to fight.
No, no, no.
He was being told that you're a Kshatriya.
He didn't want to fight in this battle because there are difficulties. He had plenty of opportunity all 15 long years. He was living in the forest. I've said this before also, I'm saying it once again for you. When he was in the forest for 12 years and 1 year in disguise, was he getting up early morning and meditating? Was he getting up and studying Vedanta Treatise, Bhagavad Gita? Was he studying all these things? Was he emailing Lord Krishna to send some notes on Bhagavad Gita? Nothing! What was he doing? He was practicing his talents. He was making sure that his concentration is not lost. He was making sure that his skill is still there. He was all along wanting to fight. Because that's what he loves to do. You understand? But why do you want to force somebody into something else which is not his nature? And the thing is, you make both plastics. There's a beautiful poem, I think it's called Nightingale and Globe. Right? The nature of the globe is to give light. Nightingale has the nature of singing. You will make the nightingale, you will want the nightingale to be like the globe. And the globe to sing. What will happen? It will be horrible. Pardon, it's frightening, it's fraught with fear.
And frustration also, because you'll never be happy.
A master had a donkey as well as a dog. Donkey used to take it every day to the river, with dirty clothes, wash the clothes, dry it, and again transport it back on donkey. And he used to beat the donkey when it goes here and there, doesn't do its work. So the dog was very well taken care of. The dog used to bark at night, and every time it barks, the master used to come out and look for any strangers have come or not, and then he used to pat the dog and go. So the donkey thought, maybe if I also bray at night, I will also get patting from my master. So it started braying one night. He came and slashed even more. So in other words, a donkey wants to be like a dog. This is what is happening with the human beings. Animals never happens like that. Everything in this universe is doing what they are supposed to do. We condition ourselves. We are already conditioned. In fact, while the discussion is happening now, we are so conditioned that we do not know what our Swadharma is. That is why we say, to really decondition yourself, you have to retreat. So that is why whenever we conduct retreat, I say even don't bring your mobile phones. But the problem is they bring 3-4 mobile phones nowadays. This is for the official, this is for personal. I don't know what all this, I don't understand. One exclusively for us. Something like that. So, but to really go inside you, you have to spend time. We have time for everybody else. We have no time for ourselves. But it is very important to find out what your nature is. And if you have found out, then you have to really get out the principles of Vedanta. In this verse particularly he is not talking, but in the entire chapter he has spoken about. So you have to choose the field of Swadharma. Having chosen the field of Swadharma, you have to have a higher goal. You have to dedicate it for a cause. Remember all those points that we studied. See, this is nothing but secret of excellence that he is talking about. In this chapter, all that he is talking about is how to excel in life. To To excel, the most important thing is find out your Sudharma. Then apply all that we studied in verse number 30. Arpanama, awareness, a goal, mind not wandering to the past and future and getting excited, concentration, consistency, cooperative endeavor, making sure within the field of your Swadharma, you don't act according to your likes and dislikes. Today I don't like to go to class. Or I don't like this subject. You choose psychology. In psychology there may be 5 other things. You have to do that also. So within that field you don't choose, you don't act on likes and dislikes. Right? So within that field you need to correct your attitude. You got to deal with your ego and remove that. All those things you need to do to excel further. But the very first point is to find your nature. So that alien nature is fraught with fear. It's frightening. Especially in India, this is a big problem. Each one is forced into something else. Everywhere the question comes from the head, that is, kya milenge? Is that right? Nini? Kya milenge? Kya milega? Theek hai. Right? Kya milega? What will I get? What will I get? Remember, having chosen this Sudharma, you have to think what I can give, how I can give. So we are constantly thinking, acha, if I choose this field, will I get that? Will I get name? Will I become famous? Supposing your Sudharma is Vedanta and nobody is stopping you from taking Vedanta, will you choose? Very difficult. But because not everybody is gone after Vedanta, it is difficult. Just to walk with dhoti kurta when everybody is wearing pant and shirt is very difficult. I'm not suggesting it's a great thing. It is so easy to follow what everybody else is doing. And we tend to follow that easy path. This is what Arjuna was going to do. It is easy to withdraw. It is difficult to fight and difficult to withdraw the ego. It is easy to withdraw the physical body and retain the ego that I am a wonderful person. Since I didn't want to kill, I didn't want to fight. He is withdrawing the physical body but retaining the ego. That is easy. What is more difficult? Engaging the physical body and withdrawing the ego. That is difficult. So always we choose what is easy, not what is difficult. That is what an escapist mentality is. We say, oh, everybody is thinking, shut up, maybe correct. You understand? We only want to imitate. And then we say, life will be like this. What do you mean life will be like this? Who asked you to choose Paradharma? You choose for that one thing. If your Swadharma is not to be married, and you marry, you will be finished. Other way of supposing your Swadharma is to marry, and you don't marry. Nature, what is your nature? See, you have to move from Paradharma to Swadharma to Paramatma.
So Guruji, what is an ideal school for our children?
What is an
ideal school for our children? I mean, we have rigid and fixed curriculum.
Ideal school is those who really encourage the Swadharma to come up and train them in that way. Why do you want each and every flux? See, that they have this technology now, right? Some thing which they have, I don't know how they do it. Every flux will be same diameter, same color, but no fragrance. I don't know how they do it. Obviously, they must be doing some nonsense, and then which is not good. And, but the flower will have no fragrance.
Now,
just plastic
or something.
Is it
That's cloning or
that's what I'm saying.
No.
Same size. All same size, looking same tone. Right? This is actually perversion. But when there are so many people perverted, the fellow who is thinking correctly will look like perverted fellow. Lots of people, they say in Hindi, here in Hindi they talk to me, after zamane ye nahi chalta, something like that. How why? Because they are just in mind. No. You require guts to be on the side of truth. It is easy to stand with the mob. Everybody is standing, everybody is mad. So I will also be with them. You also will throw the line. So that you are very good boy, very good girl you become. But it is not easy. Right? When everybody is choosing engineering or medicine or chartered accountancy, another thing I see in India is everybody will be lawyer in the family, everybody will be doctors, everybody will be business. How can it be? We
say genes.
There is nothing like that.
It's conditional.
It's clearly getting influence. I'm not saying your son of a lawyer need not be a lawyer. He may be. But is that the case? You know, he may do well also. This is what he's saying. In fact, you may excel in person outwardly, but deep inside, you have lost your life. You have compromised your life. You become a plastic club. That's it. The problem is when you are amongst the plastic clubs, you don't even realize what has gone wrong. Suddenly, very lazy, whenever you come in contact with an original flower, that is when something may happen. Exactly. So when the moment everybody is become this sort of the flower, you know, what do you call a technocrat that thing?
Cloning genetics, you also the genetics on the basis of our individuality. Genes and genetics.
Yeah.
And also that cloning is alteration of your genes. Because vegetables or even vegetables, they look very big and
fresh.
But the taste is not the same as.
There's no taste, forget the same.
Yeah,
there's no taste.
Absolutely.
They clone the sheep.
They clone the sheep.
Animals as well, you know.
Apparently you can choose, there's an article that when they do external fertilization of the sperm in the ovum, so they choose the best, they choose the sperm from the donor is the best and has all the best characteristics. Someone did that.
It's like Vicky Donor that was in it. It was like a spoon from that donor.
And they think that you have produced the best child,
the best human being. Yeah.
There was this movie in which they had cloned Hitler's and that because Hitler's was had died. So they had taken his DNA and cloned lots of children and put him all in the same environment as Hitler grew up in to see if he will. Because it's one thing that the DNA is the same and then the environment that the father died at 10, so everywhere they go and kill the father at 10. When he's aged 10, so that he goes through the same, that child goes through the same circumstances to see that if they can produce so many other Hitlers.
Yeah.
also.
See, they keep on dabbling with nature. What they don't understand is that everything has to happen naturally, and that which happens naturally, and compared to what is an imitation, there is no comparison.
It's scary also.
In fact, gold and all those things, they are imitation, right? Many people can't even find out the difference. Right? But the moment you go to the original, if you can find that out, it's totally different from the duplicate. So this is what he's trying to say here. Arjuna, don't become a caricature. Those who follow Paradharma become a caricature. We have become caricatures in life. All of us. As long as we have been following the Paradharma. So now that you have come a long distance in Paradharma, to get back to Swadharma is not easy. And just because you have family to support and other responsibilities, you can't simply leave everything and jump into Swadharma either. But it is not that you cannot come into back into Swadharma. You can slowly settle the things and come back to Swadharma. In fact, you should start thinking of coming back to Swadharma, how you can do it. Probably like somebody was giving the example here, creativity, you only give the example. He can get into the creativity on the weekends, the evenings and things like that, and slowly make sure that this is his main thing and that is left. But that has to be done very carefully, consistently. Having recognized what lot of people have done.
Effort. Lot of people have to put in more effort.
Yes, of course.
It's not going to be easy.
But the point is, when you are in your Swadharma, the effort becomes effortless. When you are Paradharma, even effortless thing looks effort with great effort. So that's what I was giving an example. In Sharjah, cricketer is playing in the middle of the cricket ground, 44 degree temperature outside, but he feels fine. Of course, it will be great for him if the weather is nice, but it's okay. Oh, he is not going to say, oh, today is 44. No, today I am not playing, you go play. It doesn't really matter whether it is 44 or 18 degrees, because that is the Swadharma. So he says, better is Swadharma even devoid of merit. Vigunaha. Shreyam Swadharmo Vigunaha. Now, all the time, you are not going to be getting to play the cricket match in the environment which is very pleasant. So it doesn't matter, be in Swadharma. That Paradharma, which is, even though the air conditioned room is there, sitting in front of the computer is horrible for you. So like I said, meditation happens for a cricketer on the cricket field. For a dancer, it happens on the dance floor. For an actor, it happens on the stage. For a painter, it happens on the canvas. For a speaker, it happens on the podium. Now, why do you want to compare yourself with others and you want to imitate them? Firstly, you are going to go through frustration and you are going to put everybody else in frustration also. Abba, when is he going to stop speaking? When is he going to stop singing? And all your other relationships also go haywire. And the biggest problem is, when you go on doing like this, having imitated yourself so much and you become part of imitative people's club, then you don't even know that you are imitation. That is worse. You start believing that this is the way to live. This is how people are saying, this is the right thing, I know, I am 80 years old. You mean to say, I don't know? What is the word they say, sentence they say? They say, your age is half my experience. As though it is something great. Just because, I'm not condemning that, but you need to understand that just because your experience is twice my age doesn't mean that you know more than me. Per se, you said. Right? So if you have become part of the group that has reached certain comfort zone, comfort levels, comforts of the world they have gained by imitating, and they will think this is the best, because for them comforts are more important. Please remember this. So it depends. You need to firstly think and see what is that I value. Suddenly at the age of 80 you realize I've got comforts, but I am a plastic club. What's the use? He knows it is dangerous, he can die any time. A fellow who is in the airport race, a pilot knows that any day he can meet with an accident and that's it. But that is where his celebration is. Just because he can, sit in a protected environment and maybe he can live long, that also we don't know. Supposing he is assured, he will say, Baba, please, if you want, I will pay you something, allow me to fly. Isn't it? Allow me to fly. So many cricketers, when they are taken off from the team because they didn't perform well or something, or they enjoyed themselves, and to get back to the league, because the other guys who came in their place is playing well now, so to get back to the 14th cricket team itself is difficult for them. So you ask those guys, I just want to get back to playing 11 or at least to the team 14. That is what I am interested in. I am not interested in any of the other things. He is probably doing well in his business and the other things that he has extra. All these guys open the restaurants and all these things, right? Probably they are doing well and they are getting more money. He said, Baba, this is not my interest. I really want to get back to the cricket field. That's all my interest is. So why? Because that is where his real joy is. That is where his real happiness is. Every time when you are in joy, your time flies like this. When you are not in happiness, the same 1 hour seems to be 10 hours.
I was just reading a book on Sadhguru. He's written a book on joy. And he says, you can be in joy 24/7, it's in your hands.
Exactly.
Joy is all your thinking, you know, whether...
It's not something, I agree to what you say, but this is the concept that has come from eternity.
Yeah, so I'm just reiterating what you're saying, that you can constantly be in joy by deciding to be in joy.
But are you ready to be a little original?
Only then can you be in joy.
Of course.
Yeah.
The problem is, see, the thing is, we choose, like I said, the easy way. Easy way is, my uncle decided what I should do. My family is already decided. Because when my great grandfather started business, it is decided for me that I should go to business. What kind of a logic is this? Who is my great grandfather to decide what I am supposed to be doing, who is born after his death, maybe? Right? How would that be correct? This is fundamentally flawed. And yet, all of us, we tend to compromise for those little extra comforts.
Also to avoid friction.
Or to avoid friction, like you said, to avoid friction. That's what I said, a flower would love to be a flower in the garden facing those challenges it has. The wind can blow strong and it can be uprooted. But it loves to be there rather than being plucked and kept in a beautiful protected environment. Where would the joy be for the flower? In the garden where there is more risk, but it's fine. Isn't it? There are more challenges for the flower in the garden. But it says, please let me be there. You take a parrot and cut its, clip its wings and then keep it at home, feed it nicely, take care of it. Everything, you keep a name also for it, everything is there. Would that be happy there? Or would it love to be in outside where it can fly? Where would it be happy? It belongs to the skies. You know? You want to bring the parrot, which is, you know, so many people have this. This is another biggest problem. The pets, especially the parrots and all those things. They clip the birds, you know, so many different birds. They clip the wings and then they keep it inside their house. Nice, beautiful environment and everything they give, but they don't allow it to fly. It's really bad. Clipping somebody's freedom, fish tags, and all those things.
Look at people also, no, I mean, possessive. You want to keep them extremely possessive and
This is what is perversion.
Yes.
But like I said, when you are with people who are all perverted, the real value looks like perverted.
But sometimes where you are brought up and conditioned, you don't even know, like,
no, you don't realize.
Hmm? Like,
he didn't realize by.
In jungle, the animals. The monkey didn't know what his true potential was.
That's what he's saying.
He found it when he was there.
Your potential comes out when you are there.
So
on the battlefield, that's what Krishna is saying here. Your potential comes out when you are on the battlefield. So your potential probably comes out in the hospital, because that's what your nature is. Each one, see, can supplement and complement each other by being in their nature and bringing out the best in their nature. I will help you, you will help me. Instead of that, everybody is imitating. Then we say, too many people, too little job.
Too little jobs.
Too little jobs. Too many people, obviously.
For the same.
Between this that period when Y2K thing was there, Y2K, year 2000, they thought the computer is going to go berserk, and everybody you ask in Chennai, I don't know about any other place, computers,
the IT field,
yes, IT, software, it is so horrible. Now nobody wants to go into computers. Because recession is going on, computer fellows are not getting jobs, and those who are in the US also, they are thrown away. Nobody wants to do it. So in other words, the way everybody looks at it, just survival. Man has become a slave of survival. Once you start doing things for your survival, you become a slave. Everything in the world survives. A stray dog on the road, it is surviving. A tiger in the forest, surviving. Man does everything just for survival. In the game of survival, he has lost the game of life. This is what he is saying. If you go and play in the game of survival, you will lose the game of life. See, the very, very beginning of life was an adventure. Millions or billions of sperms were ejected. Which one is going to be there that will become the life? Right? But that's how life is. But we consider only this is excellence. Who said this is excellence? Somebody who is known, pleasing, to be taken as a standard of excellence. There are so many poets whose poetry probably didn't get recognized. In fact, like the poem, which one is that? It's called, it's by Robert Browning, Andre Del Sarto. Andre Del Sarto, in the poem, Robert Browning says, less is more. Do you understand what is less is more? What?
When you have less, there's more satisfaction, there's more and more.
Less is more. People who do not really have talents are what known in the world today. Really, people who have talent is not known. Less is become more today. In that sense, he's saying things which are really more valuable are not known. During Shakespeare's lifetime, probably Shakespeare was not that well recognized, right? But maybe somebody else was well recognized.
But maybe the
so, in other words, today if you see somebody who is a genius in a field, probably he didn't make it. It's probably happening in cricket also. It's happening in badminton, it can happen in anything. Somebody is so great due to politics or due to whatever it might be. Right? Whatever it might be. Like for example, during apartheid, South Africa was not allowed to play cricket, the international level. Great players were not known. Right? The totality was against it, so they were not allowed to play. So, amongst those who were playing those days, many people became great. But so many people who were playing were not known only. For example, Kapil Dev's that innings against, I think, Zimbabwe, when he scored 175 during the World Cup, that day for some reason BBC was on strike. So there was no recording. Gavaskar had told this many times, he says, that's one of the best innings I've ever watched. India was 17 for 7 or 17 for 4 something. Finally won the World Cup, 1983 World Cup, that World Cup, when Kapil Dev scored 175 not out. Gavaskar says that is one inspired innings, which was a turning point for us to win that World Cup also. And he says that one match, but it is not recorded, nobody can see it now. You see, we don't have. You understand? But was it playing that day? Oh, BBC is not recording, I will not become known.
What's the point?
You see, what I am trying to say is, many great things always are not known. For example, Swami Ram Tirtha is not known. The unfortunate thing is, even relatively, Lakshmi Narayan is known. But Ram Tirtha is not known. Ram Tirtha's cave in Rishikesh, I was asking people where to go.
Along the Ramdev.
So I'm saying? So in other words,
but the person who is doing whatever he's doing is for them. It's not.
It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. If you are actually doing it in your Swadharma, it's not the fame or the claim or the anything which you.
In fact, others may make use of his talent and let him make money.
Yeah.
He's least bothered.
For him, it's happy. He's happy only doing what he is.
Absolutely.
That is reward in his own.
Absolutely. In fact, there are so many business people I know. They have said, this painting can easily be sold for this much money. But that painter doesn't know. He, in fact, he just paints and somebody goes and asks him, he says, very nice painting, can I have it? He says, okay, give it. He's just painting, you understand? Less is more. What these things are not known. All the unworthy things are known. Patek Philippe watch is not known to many people. What is that watch? Patek Philippe. Right? But so many other watches everybody knows. The best of things in the world is always unknown. We compromise for things which are known. We are all in the competition of being known and recognized. A coconut tree doesn't produce coconuts to be recognized. It's just its fulfillment. You understand? It brings out its potential, it brings out its uniqueness. It doesn't even do it to, oh, I have to give tempura, coconut water to all these people.
Nothing just brings. It has no interest of saving anybody, it has no interest of killing anybody. It is just living its life to its fullest.
We give motive to our lives and we destroy. In other words, we bring the head and we spoil the heart. Like I have said this before, head should always be the tool in the hands of the heart. It's very important that you have the tool on it. But remember, it should be a tool. But what we do is, we surrender to the head. That is a big problem. We will see calculator, we become very calculator. If I pursue this degree, 10 years I make this much money. If I pursue that, in 1 year I'll make. You understand? We are becoming very calculated. This is what I mean by it.
Then what will I get? It's not about what you're doing now.
It's not even what you're doing. It's what am I? Who am I? What is my Swadharma? This guy, what's his name? Sanjeev Kapoor, no? That cook?
Yeah.
Huh? Yes. Who has become very famous?
Yeah.
Chef?
Yeah, Sanjeev Kapoor.
She's just a chef. Right? When I say just a chef, I will say just a speaker on my number. I will say it like that. But in that field, that was a Swadharma. He has become very popular now. Right? He is probably making millions. There is another lady I see everywhere, that Hussein or somebody, that lady.
Shana Hussein.
I mean, what I am trying to say is, you be in the field which is what you love.
Yeah.
And you will become popular, and even if you don't become popular in the field, it doesn't matter, because you are living your life totally. You have not mortgaged your life. Today, we all of us are living, mortgaging our life. At what cost? This is what Vedanta says, Iha cheda vedi dhata satyam asti. Na chediha vedi mati vinashti. Bhuteshu bhuteshu uchitra dira pretyasma loka adhuta bhavanti. In Kena Upanishad, he says, Iha cheda vedi dhata satyam asti. If you lived according to this, according to Vedas, you lived your life truthfully. Life of satya. Nachetiha veti bhati vinashti. It's a supreme most great loss. We have lost our life, compromised just to be surviving. We are living. We have lost our life. This is what Vedanta says. Oh, we are running away from Vedanta, everybody, because you do not know what life is. Swadharma, Arjuna, Swadharma is. What happened to your Swadharma, man? Your Swadharma and Krishna, if there is somebody who can really know Arjuna fully well, it is Krishna. There are two close friends. Right? And then Krishna knows Arjuna in and out. Even this fellow will say, today I will go to the forest, I want to pursue something higher. He cannot remain in that order. Because it's nature. So you have to follow your nature. That is why they have kept something like this. They went through the stages, right? Brahmacharya ashrama, then grahastha ashrama. If that is your Swadharma, be in that field, then you come out of it. Having exhausted it virtuously. So you have to go through your Swadharma, come out of your Swadharma, and reach your original nature, which is Atma. So to go to Paramatma, the flower that you need to offer at the feet of Paramatma is Swadharma. But there will be a time later on when you have to rise beyond your, so that you will rise through performing your sudharma to that heights where your mind is now become totally interested in only pursuing the highest.
So by following one's own nature, one has to get to one's real nature.
That is the advice Krishna has given. So each one's
path is unique.
There is no, I can't compare. The destination may be the same.
You understand?
The destination is the same, but the path is unique. But we forget that. The problem is we walk in somebody else's path. Why? Because it is safe. Your own path will start getting created as you walk now. Nobody has walked in that path. So when you start walking in that path, only then the path itself gets created. Whereas somebody else has gone this way, so why not I follow that way? This is what we are doing. The path in which Ramakrishna attained salvation, you may not attain salvation through that. Probably, like for example, Janaka would not have attained through Ramakrishna's path. Ramakrishna would not have attained through Ramakrishna's path. But everybody, after attainment, they came to the same destination, the Atma within. So the problem is, we want to follow everything safe. I know what is safe for my children. I don't want my children to suffer. So ask yourself, would the flower be happy in the garden with facing all those challenges, or would it be happy inside the AC room? So are you really doing what is the best thing for your kids?
Not necessary.
I don't want, I have gone through hard times, Swamiji. I don't want my children to go through that. Because you think you know what is the best path. Now you have found out that route is good, let them go in the route. But you forget, you are suggesting a route to a live being. You are not taking the being into account towards him. And you think you are doing the best, but you are actually doing the worst. You are also doing like that people who are doing with the playing with jeans and bringing out the same size flowers. You are doing the same thing with your children. Then when they say A for apple, you are very happy. You can't take them saying A for aeroplane. Say A for apple. And then everybody is saying A for apple, you are very happy. This is the nonsense that is going on. We want to play it safe, but life is not that way. In fact, playing it safe is what the theory is. See, the thinking is completely different. Our thinking is, that is what we fear. Krishna's advice here is, the way you are living is what we fear. A South Indian who has been using his palms to eat is very comfortable that way. Suddenly you give that fellow two, three different forks and he says, my God, not even one noodle is going inside his mouth. You understand? He says, what the hell is this? Chopsticks. By the time everybody has finished the meal, he says, not even one noodle has gone inside his mouth. The other fellow is so comfortable using the chopsticks. You understand? Swadharma.
Om Purnamidam Purnamidam Purnamat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vishishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.